We have a ton of football coming up on today's sports, including the Hobart Brickies heading to the Class 4A state championship game this holiday weekend, with Indianapolis Ryan Colley standing in the way of a Brickie state title. Let's say we welcome Lakeshore Game Night's Gary Graben to talk about the Brickies' chances this weekend.
What a tremendous job by Coach Osika, just building this team throughout the year, knowing the offense had to get stronger to get this far. And again, the key, getting Tyler Turley in that backfield as a regular running back. Outstanding job by the Brickies thus far.
What are their chances, you think, against Indianapolis Ron Colley this weekend?
Well, you know, they're a slight underdog against Ron Colley. Ron Colley is a perennial visitor to the Dome, last won the state championship in 2016. But I think this Hobart team is a team that's getting better week by week, so I like their chances this week against Ron Colley.
Meanwhile, Merrillville football star JoJo Johnson has verbally committed to Notre Dame, meaning the Irish get a young man who will help them as a defensive back and, if necessary, can also return punts and kicks and maybe do a little bit of wide receiving from time to time.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Yeah, Bogey knows his college football, no doubt. And speaking of college football, the playoff rankings came out last night, and Alabama is number one, Notre Dame second, Clemson third, and Ohio State checks in at number four. Indiana is number 12 this week. On to girls basketball, where Gary Westside beat Hammond High 74-19, Hatteras Central over Lowell 49-46. In boys basketball last night, Bowman Academy lost to Indianapolis Cathedral 80-58, Couch over Marquette Catholic 87-71. LaPorte dropped one to South Bend Riley 69-48. Hammond Science and Tech lost to Ileana Christian 89-38. Have a great Thanksgiving weekend, and for Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Tommy Williams.
He's looking at you, kid.